The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. You know what I'm saying, Dom. How you doing, little buddy?
Great, Crudy. Good to be back with you. Happy, happy days. Thank you, Rich, on the board. Of course, our audience, welcome back to it. The political party is always here for you on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, while you've been immersed in a tequila bottle, I've been immersed in the coverage of the Trump hush money trial for hours and days, feels like weeks, in fact. No, and today is no different.
I just want to make sure I understand what the circumstances are here, Michael. You've been painting while you've been listening to the CNN, the coverage. Is that correct?
Yes. Well observed. I've mentioned that several times.
But aren't you selling that house? Why would you paint the house before you sell it? Wouldn't they want to paint it the color they want when they roll in?
Everyone gets beige, Dom. A subtle neutral color sets the palette for your taste.
Okay, man.
I got beige coming out of my ass. I am 2 5-gallon buckets into a beige paint job, up and down every room, beige, except the kitchen. The kitchen's white.
Oh, what?
Why? I even painted the ceilings, dude. I have been painting my ass off.
Okay.
Well, you've been drinking tequila. I've been working hard and doing double duty.
You've been working, and I'm sure it's hard. I just don't know if it's worth it, but I digress.
Have you seen real estate prices recently, Dom?
Yeah, it looks like things are going pretty good. You might not even have to paint the place.
Well,
come on, man.
Sorry if I take the advice.
Some work before we list this house and it sells in 3 days, but I'm going to take 3 days to paint it.
Sorry if I take my advice from real estate professionals and not the laziest human being I've ever met when it comes to doing domestic chores. Have you ever painted anything, Dom? Have you painted bird feeder for your mom on Mother's Day ever?
Of course I've painted. That's why I don't paint. You know what I'm saying? Now, you, on the other hand, I think you actually enjoy painting, Michael. I think it's therapeutic for you. It's not for me.
No, it's miserly. I'm cheap. I don't want to spend the money on the one skill that I can bring to the table. But no, when I actually am doing the painting, ask Mrs. Curdy. No, it's miserable for the entire family, the dogs, the neighbors. Everybody knows I'm a little grumpy when I paint. You know, I used to play.
As opposed to like when you're mowing the lawn or when you're doing a radio show or eating, drinking. Like, what do you not?
You know that I am warm of character and humor in nearly all circumstances, Dom. But, you know, 2-3 weeks into a painting escapade, it's a lot of walls, okay, a lot of ceiling, staircases, upstairs, downstairs,
what? Staircases.
Have you ever painted a staircase?
No.
I'm telling you, this was one of the more complicated painting things I've ever done in my life, and I did it in 3 hours this morning. Now, I had already done all the border work, you know, where you paint up to the trim and stuff. So only
are you just a do it by hand guy?
You know, really, I get sloppier with the tape and it bleeds through anyways. No, I'm a steady hand. I can cut. I can cut ceilings. I can cut base trim. I can cut everything but calories. Never cut calories. Dom, I wanted to talk about the impropriety of Trump's legal team in the hush money trial, not just my own misery because I'm too cheap to hire a professional. I found coverage at the Raw Story, one of my preferred aggregators, Dom, as you well know. Improper. Judge tells jury to ignore Trump's lawyer's prison sob story. Now, I would point out, once the toothpaste is out of the tube, Dom, you can't take it back. The jury already heard it. But here is what was said. New York Justice Juan Merchan instructed a jury to ignore part of Donald Trump's lawyer's closing remarks in his hush money trial. After Trump's defense team finished its submission on Tuesday, Merchan had chastised attorney Todd Blanche for suggesting the jury would be responsible for sending a man to prison. I think that was outrageous, Mr. Blanche, Merchan said. Someone who has been a prosecutor as long as you should know. It's hard for me to imagine that that was accidental in any way. It was not accidental, Dom.
Ouch. Hell no, it wasn't.
Following a lunch break, the judge addressed the comment directly with the jury. The comment is improper, and you must disregard it. But they cannot. You can't erase it from your brain. It's not how brains work, Dom. Except for yours.
Are you going to tell me if you were on that jury, you could not disregard that statement?
I couldn't disregard hearing the information. No, if information is brought to light, Dom, I cannot set it aside.
Well, you have to set it aside. The judge just told you to. Does that pertain to whether or not the evidence presented is enough for conviction? Regardless, the judge is the one that sets the sentence. You know that. Judge pointed that out.
Yes, but I cannot ignore information that has come to light. New information has come to light, dude.
But it's not, because it's not just information. It's false information. It's wrong. It's incorrect. The jury does not send anyone to prison. So, yeah, I mean, it's information, but it's wrong information, man.
By the way, my excellent realtor, yeah, has got a bone to pick with you. Yeah. Getting texted in real time, like, shut his pie hole. Darcy's on it. I'm taking, well, you know, and I'm married to a real estate professional as well, so I got a devil on both shoulders, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not taking your advice on any topic damn near, Dom. Maybe what's the best tequila? I would take your advice on that because I'm not a tequila guy.
Put a sign in the yard, man. Put it on the MLS. You're good to go.
Yeah, that's all it takes, man. Why these realtors ever get paid, I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I heard you sold a house one time, so it must be easy.
Yeah. And everybody's doing it.
Dom, the prosecution in Trump's hush money trial allege a subversion of democracy. That's what they accuse. Now, as I was watching and listening to the coverage, because it didn't have my full attention, I couldn't read the transcripts every time the latest would pop out of the courtroom. Right. But I was listening, and, you know, CNN did fall all over themselves, interrupting each other. Oh, we have new information. The latest line of testimony has come out. No, I have new information. Another line of testimony has come out.
Wouldn't it just be easier if we had audio or video of the actual courtroom proceedings? Wouldn't that just save everyone a lot of time?
Well, at least audio. I mean, we even get audio of the Supreme Court now. Yes, we need audio. I should not have to characterize everything I see and hear, Dom. Prosecutors told jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York on Tuesday that the alleged attempt to hide a payment to Stormy Daniels was part of an illegal effort to influence the 2016 election. Now, as I did hear legal experts try and explain the different machinations of how this became felonies, right? Because the cooking of the books, the covering up in and of itself is misdemeanors, 34 misdemeanors, And we did have an attorney call in and say, well, under state election laws, it's a bump up. But there's also a component of federal election law that triggers state election law. And, you know, I came away nonetheless confused. I can understand even why a legal professional might be confused on, because I think there are elements of both state and federal law that are being incorporated, and we're asking a lot of a jury. So at the end of the last hour, you asked me, how long will it take, you know, the deliberations through the weekend at minimum, dude? They're barely going to scratch the surface of just trying to clarify the testimony and what their charge is between now and Friday. First, they elect a foreman. I mean, you're lucky if they've got a foreman by Wednesday afternoon. So then they start looking
at what they're directed to do. Why do you think it'd take a day to elect a foreman? What are you talking about?
Well, you still got charging stuff. I'm not even sure that the prosecution is going to be done with their...
My understanding from the news over the top of the hour, they took a short break. The prosecutors are now back. Their closing arguments are going to resume, and the judge apparently says they're going to go until 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and then reevaluate if they need to continue on. Apparently, they're looking like they want to wrap it up today.
Well, they would like to wrap up summations today, and then there's charging directive from the judge, and then
tomorrow,
deliberations start. The first thing they do is they go elect a foreman, four-person, and you got two lawyers on this jury, and I would wonder if either of them are going to fall into this position as four person. But Todd Blanche, my understanding, was a little random today in his summation on behalf of the defense. And, you know, part of what they acknowledged is David Pecker is a credible witness. And my understanding is the prosecution loves that idea because David Pecker, of course, said, well, clearly this was to cover up the, it wasn't a crime, was to cover up the dalliance before the election, because this information would have been disastrous. And the fact that he wasn't a hostile witness towards Trump, right? They're still friends. They're still buddies. Trump didn't even have nasty things to say. But Todd Blanche, delayed at the feet of the jury. You can't send this poor criminal to prison. Well, it wouldn't be them doing it. A, it would be his own actions, convictions. And then the sentencing comes from the judge, right, Dom? Yeah. Prison bound? Maybe.
Maybe.
First offender? Question mark?
first time convicted. Never had one lesson.
What about Lifetime Achievement Award? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Join us, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, talk or text, 844-967-2789.
Dom, I do have a firm commitment from you for a party on June 27th at the Barrymore Theater, do I not?
Yeah, I think so. We talked about that last week, right?
We did. May I talk about it again for the sake of those ducked out?
Put it on the planner here. Yes. Madison's show, presidential debate party, Thursday, June 27th.
And
on the board.
You're all invited. It won't even cost you any money, although donations are requested at the door, and bring cash so you can buy booze. But about 7 o'clock, we're going to do a live panel discussion, not FCC compliant. I'm just telling you, I'm gonna be profane. I'm going to swear some. So, you know, if you've got to wear the earmuffs, wear them. But I'm going to lay it out there just 100%. And we're going to have a hell of a good time. I'm going to start inviting more guests. I've got Maggie Dawn locked down. I got you locked down. And we got the Barrymore Theater locked down, and a little after 8 o'clock, they'll do what may or may not be the only presidential debate, the most important one of your lifetime. So you need to be there commiserating with the Devil's Advocates and all the fine people. You can wear your devilradioswag.com. You can take your CBD products from Herbal Aspect and, you know, bring some cash and have some tequila with them. And Joe Biden versus Trump. And my understanding is they will cut off the microphone. So we might actually have something resembling a debate, not just a Robert De Niro style shouting match at the side of the road. Well,
I do appreciate Robert De Niro's efforts.
Now, Robert De Niro was at the, oh, so everybody circle your calendars. June 27th, you're invited. Barrymore Theater. We expect the excellent turnout commiserating a presidential debate. And most importantly, Dom and Crute, Maggie Dawn, and perhaps a few political others doing a pregame show. Again, we start at 7, debate at 8, and we'll clear the room by about 10. We'll do some post-debate commiserating
as well. All right, look forward to it. We'll get something up on the social medias, get an invite out to all you fine folks. Again, 844-967-2789. Crudy, you do not believe we will have a verdict before the end of this week.
I do not. I think there's too many complexities.
End of next week.
More likely. But it's going to take more than a couple days. I only give them really Thursday, Friday for deliberations. And, you know, they haven't shown any indication they're going to sequester this jury. So I would say they send them home on Friday afternoon, say, bah, you know, don't go on the social mediums. Don't look at what Trump's threatening you on Truthy Social. Right. And so anyways, I think it will be probably a full week of deliberation. I think more like 5 days. By next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I think more likely we'll have a decision.
Now, we don't have the sense of instruction from the judge yet, right? The jury charge. We don't quite know what that...
My understanding is Mershon is going to take standard boilerplate wherever possible. He doesn't want to vary from prior precedent or whatever the case may be.
Right, nor should he, right.
Well, but this is a unique case of sorts, Tom. I mean, we've never had a former president criminally tried. And
but so what? I mean, again, that statement in and of itself, I don't give a damn. So what? You're going to have a former cop, former judge, former whatever, former teacher, former radio host. Doesn't matter. Well, I discount that. He is Citizen Trump. So, yeah, and.
They were just calling him Defendant today.
Defendant Trump.
Defendant.
Okay, but it takes 2 seconds to get over that. Now what?
Now what?
What's so complicated about it? So the charging instructions will matter. That could dictate the pace of the verdict, right? Depending on how
there's also some questions of, you know, the underlying crime that would create the cover up of the underlying crime and bounce those from misdemeanors to felonies. My understanding is there is some complexity in making a determination. Now, the jury doesn't have to determine whether or not he is guilty, but whether or not he was commissioning a crime when he committed different crimes. Well, that's the underlying question, Dom, and that creates complexity. There's also the question of Michael Cohen. Now, it's interesting to me, and I actually give credit to Glenn Kirshner for this, Legal Mind. Glenn Kirshner on Twitter over the weekend is pointing out the defense wants you to believe Michael Cohen, uncorroborated, stole money from Donald Trump. Because the only one making that claim was Michael Cohen during cross-examination.
Yeah, right, yeah.
They want you to believe he's a thief because he told you so. But every other topic where there's David Pecker and Hope Hicks and corroboration and evidence and a paper trail, well, that's the part they don't want you to believe Michael Cohen on. What an interesting prospect. All the corroboration falls with the evidence, right? But the only thing they want you to believe Michael Cohen on is the fact he's a thief. Interesting point of view. I think Glenn Kirshner brings up a great point. The other one I heard in this, you know, I guess is standard closing arguments, the unsavoriness of Michael Cohen as a witness, of course. And he was something of the star witness because he's the one that's got to pull it all together. But they gave the old, well, if we went to the witness store, we wouldn't have chosen Michael Cohen.
Yeah, right. The defendant chose Michael Cohen.
And the prosecution also pointed out, and if this guy was lying to implicate Donald Trump, wouldn't he made up a bigger lie? You know what I mean? He could have made up some really big whoppers. Why is he implicating Trump on a hush money payoff? There are larger crimes alleged against the man, right? And I got to think Michael Cohen's aware of some of them.
You might, maybe, perhaps. We don't know.
Although Cohen probably would have given up the old man prior. But if he was just a complete and utter fabricator, as Trump sometimes is alleged to be, why wouldn't you just tell a bigger whopper? You don't put a bigger bow on it.
You're a, what do they say in, what was it, Ocean's 11? You're a thief and a liar. Hey, he only lied about being a thief. You got to believe everything else, right?
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. I have immersed myself in the daily coverage on CNN and done a little bit of painting. You know, for you, our audience, not the painting part, but the the immersion part. And you've done what exactly? Shown up and...
Here I am, baby.
Looking good. I might
shave tomorrow.
What's that?
I might shave tomorrow.
You might.
Hey, groom me. 844-967-2789.
No promises you can't keep, fella.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, the Trump hush money trial made for a weird media scene outside. Apparently, the Democrats brought Hollywood and Robert De Niro specifically to, what, Manhattan to have a little say in front of the press, the assembled. And there were also a couple of the January 6th police officers that were there. You know, I'm looking for fair and balanced sort of coverage. You're not going to find that on the Foxy News today. They don't even mention the January 6th police officers, and they basically source Republicans on Twitter for their reaction to De Niro. So, here is what TheHill.com has to say. Robert De Niro, January 6th officers, show up for the Biden campaign at the Trump trial courthouse. Actor Robert De Niro and two January 6th police officers showed up Tuesday on behalf of the Biden campaign outside the courthouse where former President Trump's hush money trial is taking place. Let me start with the question, and we'll get to callers momentarily at 844-967-2789. If you're the Biden campaign, why are you doing this? Why are you sending surrogates out in front of the courthouse, including Robert De Niro, who is not exactly known for his message discipline in regards to Donald Trump?
I think he's very, very disciplined and clear on his thoughts about Donald Trump.
Dom,
when you say disciplined, what do you mean by that? He's been straight up. And we have some cuts. I would tend to disagree. As for a guy who likes to swear a lot, Gritty, you should be down with what Robert has to say.
Well, he did have a profane confrontation with Trump supportive after he gave his little statement, Dom, as it's being reported at The Hill. In its most direct attempt to wade into Trump's legal troubles, President Biden's campaign held a surprise press conference in Lower Manhattan, in which the actor and officers Henry Dunn and Michael Fanoni spoke of the dangers of a second Trump presidency. When asked why they were holding a political event outside a criminal trial, in particular after Trump has complained that the Biden administration was responsible for his indictment, despite it being a state case, Biden's communication director, Michael Tyler, said, "You all are here," referring to the trial's massive media presence. So what, they're just glomming on to the media because that's where they're all at? It's easy to talk about the choice in this election when the entire news media is here day in and day out. As the Biden surrogates were delivering their remarks, at least 20 Trump supporters were spotted in a park nearby, waving flags, Make America Great Again gear, and chanting various slogans, including F Joe Biden. A large flag that included the phrase Trump or death was also being raised. Well, that's a Faustian bargain, Dom. Couldn't it be both?
Well, I mean, hey, if you really believe it and heaven awaits and Trump loses, you know, don't let me stop you.
Now, De Niro filmed a Biden campaign ad last week, and he bashed the former president while Trump supporters shouted and heckled in the background. We've got some of this. Rich, going to need your help. Let's start. We got three of these cuts. Let's play the first two and then the longer one. Start with cut one, please.
He got the most religious evangelicals to applaud a sinner who bragged about sexual assault. And just a couple of blocks from here, a jury found him liable for sexual abuse.
Okay, another one, short one from Robert De Niro. Cut two, please.
He's promising to use our own military to attack U.S. citizens. That's the tyrant.
Now there.
That's the tyrant he's telling us he'll be. And believe me, he means it.
I am less clear what De Niro is referencing specifically about using the military against U.S. citizens. But here, I think he makes himself much, much clearer, addressing January 6th. And in no small part, that's why he, Robert De Niro, is in Lower Manhattan today. Play that one.
Somehow he even got self-styled patriots to support a man who called for terminating the Constitution and on January 6th rallied an angry mob to threaten democracy, leaving death and destruction in its wake. That's why I needed to be involved and wanted to be involved in the new Biden-Harris ad, because it shows the violence of Trump and reminds us that he'll use violence against anyone who stands in the way of his megalomania and greed.
844-967-2789. Appreciate our patient callers like Matt from Johnson's Creek. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. So just kind of going back to the defense of closing argument, the reference in jail, I don't know what the legal allowances are that prosecution can then reference the closing argument, but it does seem to undercut the idea that, well, this is not a big deal, right? That was kind of the whole defense. This isn't a big deal. He was just kind of his normal business, right? Catch and kill's a thing that normally happens. Who cares? It's not a big deal. Well, if it's not a big deal, why are they so concerned about going to jail? Aren't they kind of like tacitly admitting the stuff he's being accused of is a big deal and he does, you know, in jail is on the table?
Well, like in the witch hunt sort of way, it's a big deal, Matt. It's a persecution, not a prosecution. You know, of course, he's going to tell it. And Todd Blanche obviously was an agent for his client, because this wasn't perhaps the best summation the defense counsel could have put out there. What this was trying to get a last pound of flesh for the old man sitting at the defendant's table.
Right. It actually reads about as coherent as one of his tweets that, you know, just firing off into random different directions, and some things are capitalized, and who knows what the point was when it's all said and done. So I 100% agree.
But you can trust David Pecker. That was my takeaway. I hope it's the jury's takeaway as well, Matt. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. A strange concession for the defendant to make about a prosecution witness that gave a lot of damning testimony about their client. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, real quickly to Fox not covering it, I guess they take the tack that, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody there to hear it, did it really fall? But the thing is, there were actually people there to witness Robert De Niro, so maybe they should have covered it.
Well, they covered it as the disaster it was, Dick. They, of course, didn't mention the January 6th police officers, and the gist of their coverage was Republicans on social media crapping on Robert De Niro.
Yeah, you always conveniently leave those type of things out. I agree with Dominic. I think it's either going to be Friday or Monday, and here's why. Right now, the jury is listening to this final stuff from the prosecution, right? And they have chosen to stay in there and listen to all of it today and not come back tomorrow, which tells me they want to get after this right away. and I think that it's going to either be Friday or Monday. And here's the thing that scares me with this whole country right now. Let's say the guy, let's say he's convicted. Is it really going to matter to some people?
No, not to some it won't. To some it will.
No, and I certainly hope to enough it will, but I don't know. I really don't know at this point anymore. And then this nonsense from his attorneys crying about the jury not being sequestered over the weekend. They haven't been throughout the trial. And they're crying about, oh, CNN and MSNBC is going to get in their ear. Well, what about Fox getting in their ear?
I had not heard that about the sequestration, Dick. It was my understanding there would not be a sequestered jury. I didn't know anyone was asking that they should be.
The gal at, what was his last attorney that was so pathetic?
Alina Haba?
Yeah, she was crying about it this weekend. I'm saying this was all just terrible that they weren't sequestered over the weekend because they're subject to so much propaganda.
Well, only if Alina Haba gets her way.
And, of course, they're not supposed to pay any attention to any of it, Dick, right, middle, or left. Thanks for the call, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Happy days, man. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. I certainly hope they're going to find Donald Trump guilty in this, because he certainly is guilty of it. I mean, the only reasonable explanation he was doing all this stuff is that is to impact the election. I mean, the fact that he, you know, that his entire life has been not caring about what his spouse thinks about anything, that are caring about his spouse's feelings. So, I mean, it's you know, for him to throw that out there is, and maybe that's something the jury, you know, that I'm just looking at it as a reasonable person. The only reasonable explanation for him to do this stuff is to, you know, impact the election, that to kill this story. And that, you know, they say beyond a reasonable doubt. I mean, you have to, a person has to use reason to say what reason, you know, that is there any reason, any doubt that why he was doing this? And I don't think there can be. I mean, that the man is, you know, that, you know, we've all experienced the man. I mean, I don't know the jurors can set that aside, you know, and hearing the evidence, because you don't go and pay somebody to do this.
Exactly, man. It's never going to happen. Thanks for the call, Mark. And it, on the other side, you know, it's not going to be Michael Cohen going to get the HELOC out to put another $130,000 on his mortgage so he can, you know, pay off a woman or someone else who didn't know about it, doesn't care about it, and wouldn't reimburse you for it. I mean, the logic just is not there. And Crudy, we started talking about...
You know, the defense attorney today made the point that Trump stiffed David Pecker. He never paid for catch and kill. Well, technically, that's true. He left an open tab for $180,000, as, you know, he often does. I don't know if this speaks well to his character when they're pointing out, our client stiffs everybody. He's never paid a bill.
Strange
point to make about one's client.
2789. When that's the best thing you can say about your client, then of course that's where you go.
You know, it's interesting. During De Niro's thing, Robert De Niro apparently appeared outside the Manhattan courthouse on behalf of the Biden campaign, along with Michael Fanoni and Henry Dunn, a couple of the January 6th police officers, Capitol police officers. But some of the Trump supportive were yelling at De Niro. And here is what a couple of them said, it being reported by The Hill. De Niro is afraid. Now, I've never seen Robert De Niro look afraid, even as an actor. And above and beyond that, I haven't seen a good movie from you in the last 20 years. That's the claim being made.
Ooh.
So
come on.
I looked it up, like Robert De Niro, a two-time Oscar winner, but the guy's been nominated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 additional times, eight-time Oscar nominee Robert De Niro, including for Best Supporting Actor, pardon me, for 2024's Killers of the Flower Moon. Now, I've read the book. I haven't seen the movie yet. Excellent book. It's about the creation of the FBI, Dom. No wonder why they haven't seen that one. You know, that's when the deep state started. Yeah. He was also nominated for an Oscar for The Irishman in 2020. I thought that was a pretty damn good movie. And back in 2013, Silver Linings Playbook. Less familiar with the movie. More into the mobster sorts. Those kinds.
Like the heist, man. He's got a lot of good movies out there, but what do you expect from some deranged mega Trump lunatics? I love the fact that the De Niro is out there. Here's the thing. A guy like Robert De Niro doesn't have to put himself out there. You know, he's doing it because he thinks these things matter. And he's absolutely right. He came out and what was the first thing, the clip we played? This guy's an accused sex abuser and convicted, liable for sex abuse. And that's like one of the best things you could say about this guy. And they're in court saying, oh, man, he couldn't possibly have been guilty. He stiffs everybody. I mean, this is how they defend their nominee. It is bizarro world going on there. And I don't know what the issues may have been, Crudy. I know you talked about De Niro and the messaging. That's exactly what I want folks to be saying. It's exactly what I want to be hearing from those who are being very critical, justifiably so, of this POS that is now leading in the GOP.
Dominic, Jeff, the trash texter from Shorewood, attorney at law. Verdict by Friday. These charges are pretty simple, just 34 of them, but they're all the same questions, not complicated. Says you, Jeff.
Yeah,
I'll take Jeff, that action. Man. We're doing an over-under. I say after the...
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The political party is on. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've been checking the text lines. Jameson from Pennsylvania, probably listening on the stream, says, my answer to this, the jury already knows what a guilty verdict could bring. They always have. But it was inappropriate. Todd Blanche, the defendant's attorney, apparently looked at the jury and said, you can't send my guy to prison. And that is not the jury's charge. Jeff, our trash texting lawyer buddy from Shorewood, says, I just got 4 felony charges dismissed today. My guy, I suspect he means his client, my guy pled no contest to 4 misdemeanors. He got 2 years probation. His name wasn't Trump. And there is a question about painting, and it was yours, Cam, from Appleton. And I got to tell you, man, paint that disgusting foot stomper you're putting on the wall, man. That's nasty. Paint that.
That's art, man. I suggested to my friend that it was more like something like, because could you imagine the smell? Or if you could scrape it, would it come off like fromage, you know?
But, I'm saying you prime that and then you paint it, man. That's paint that wall.
Maybe. I called though to suggest the ultimate way that they could have got out of all of this. They just needed a little help from Melania, because I keep thinking, what if she's just a cuck? Because if she's a cuck, then all of this makes sense suddenly. No. Like, they don't even think
there is no way Melania is watching Trump have sex with other women. She is a prenupt. You know what I'm saying? she is taking care of her future, and she's always been a pragmatist. I mean, my understanding from her former, who was it? Her personal chief of staff is she never really gave a damn. The whole, I don't care, do you? That's pretty much her attitude about everything. She's very pragmatic and actually has much more influence on Donald Trump than some may acknowledge. But ultimately, there have been plenty of political couples that have had arrangements and open marriages. I look at the Clintons.
I didn't know that the Clintons were open marriage.
Well, that is the rumor for about the last 40 years, Cam, that Bill does his thing and Hillary ignores him.
Well, thank you for entertaining it and for that.
There's a visual for you, Cam. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789.
They had a what?
They had a war room. Hillary manned the war room of the accusations against Bill Clinton
of infidelity. Yes.
Well, before he even became the president, my understanding, Don, but then it got really bad for a while with the Monica Lewinsky. Can't even say those are allegations. They just happened.
I mean, that's fine, but whatever. You know, there's a billion different directions we could talk about, but my concern is the guy who orchestrated the coup upon this country, coordinated with members of Congress and white nationalist groups in the effort to do so, has still not been brought to justice on that particular charge. And what we're talking about now, as mentioned, Kurt, I know you're not fond of this. I'm not either. This is the least problematic, if that's the way to put it, of the crimes committed.
The gravity of the alleged crimes are not nearly as much as, let's say, an insurrectionist coup against the U.S. government.
Exactly.
The gravity just...
It's just not the same. And we had our friend, attorney Matt Flynn, on last week. He talks about this secret documents case, this hoarding of our nation's secrets in Mar-a-Lago. And all of a sudden, what? According to Matt, you know, some of our CIA informants ended up, you know, showing up dead. So there's a lot of other issues. I mean, of course, the insinuation being that Donald Trump has compromised our national security. Well, no doubt. I have absolutely no doubt that that has happened. Now, to what degree and to what end and to what profit for Donald Trump, we don't know. We don't know these things. And I think these are valid questions that need answering. We're talking about someone who's going to get the nuke codes again. And we don't have closure on some very important questions. That's problematic. Now, what happens? I say Friday guilty. Okay, then what? Then you got to come up with what's the consequence? What's the judge going to do at that point?
Well, he has been threatening the man, talking about defend on Trump's been threatening Juan Merchan's been threatening the guy's daughter, has flouted the judicial process and the gag order. So, you know, don't be surprised as a term of probation. And I'm only speaking from my own terms. If you got like a couple years probation with some time in jail.
Sometime. Something.
At least 21 days in jail, because that's how many. I had 21 days in Huber. I'd like to see, because Trump wouldn't be able to get out for his job, would he? He doesn't have a job.
Well, what, 12 hours in, 12 hours out, right? You got to stay down one night a week.
Except you got to have a job to get out. What's this man do for a living?
Well, he's very important. He's Donald Trump. Donald Trump did have something to say to our fallen vets. I want to get to that in the next hour. But also in that same Truthy Social he put out, he once again went after E. Jean Carroll, which opens himself up for what? Perhaps a third time?
Defamation case 3.0. I only met her one time on a rope line 25 years ago. That doesn't count. Something of that sort, right?
Something of that sort. Yeah, we'll dive into that on the other side.
Thought that had been litigated a couple times over.
A couple times, yes. And now perhaps
you would think he would be sick of paying her.
Has he paid her yet? Do we know?
Well, he had to make deposit. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.